Cupid smirked at Psyche, and Mom wonders why I'm not closer to my siblings. I'm in no mood for your sarcasm, Cupid, Julian said between clenched teeth. Cupid snorted. Would you stop calling me that god-awful name? I never could stand it, and I can't believe you would use it, given how much you hated the Romans. Julian smiled coldly. I use it only because I know how much you despise it, Cupid. Cupid clenched his teeth, and Grace could tell he barely restrained himself from striking out at Julian. Tell me, did you summon me just so you could beat the crap out of me? Or is there a more productive reason for why I'm here? Honestly, I didn't think you'd bother coming since you ignored me the last 3,000 times I called. That's because I knew you were going to beat me. Cupid pointed to his swollen cheek, which you did. Then why did you bother coming now? Julian asked. Honestly, he said, repeating Julian's words. I assumed by now you'd be dead, and that it was some other mortal who just happened to sound like you. Grace watched as all emotions left Julian. It was almost as if Cupid's hurtful words had killed something inside of him. The words also seemed to take some of the steam out of Cupid as well. Look, he said to Julian, I know you blame me, but what happened to Penelope wasn't my fault. I had no way of knowing what Priapus was going to do when he found out. Julian winced as if Cupid had slugged him. Raw, tormented agony glowed in his eyes and on the lines of his face. Grace had no idea who Penelope was, but it was obvious she had meant quite a bit to Julian.
Didn't you?
Julian asked, his voice hoarse.
I swear to you, little brother,
Cupid said softly. He glanced to Psyche, then back at Julian.
I never meant for her to get hurt, and I never meant to betray you.
Right,
Julian sneered. You expect me to believe that? I know you too well, Cupid. You delight in wreaking havoc on mortal lives.
But he didn't do it to you, Julian, Psyche said, her tone pleading. If you won't believe him, then believe me. No one ever intended that Penelope should die that way. Your mother still mourns their death.
Julian's glare hardened. How can you even stand to speak of her? Aphrodite was so jealous of you that she tried first to marry you off to a hideous man, then kill you to keep you from marrying Cupid. For the goddess of love, she certainly has very little of it in her for anyone other than herself.
Psyche looked away.
Don't you talk about her that way, Cupid snapped. She's our mother and deserving of your respect.
The grim anger on Julian's face would have scared the devil himself, and Cupid shrank before it.
Don't you ever defend her to me.
It was only then Cupid noticed Grace and Selina. He did a double-take, as if they had just popped into the group.
Who are they?
Friends,
Julian said, to Grace's surprise. Cupid's face turned harsh, cold.
You don't have any friends.
Julian said nothing in response, but the strained expression on his face touched Grace deeply. Seemingly unaware of how biting his words had been, Cupid casually moved to stand beside Psyche.
You still haven't told me why it's so important that you get a hold of Priapus.